Hello, Zainab? Zainab? Hello? Zainab?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Dave. I'm calling you from Milestone Capital. We finance businesses, and we've not looked into financing in the past before. I'm looking right now to provide...
Yes, thank you for calling, but I'm not interested.
Okay, you don't need any money right now? Hello?
No, I don't. Thank you. I don't need anything.
Okay. Do you still own the company iCare Health Services?
Correct.
Okay. So right now, do you have any businesses, any outstanding balances or any advances, loans?
No, I don't.
Okay. So see, that's great. See, what you guys do on a monthly basis over there?
We live from paycheck to paycheck.
No, I understand, but how much do you guys do a month on revenue? You know, like the monthly income that you have there. I mean, how much is it?
I think it's about 70, I think,
okay,
almost 80,000.
Okay, that's great. So let me ask you this. How many, what do you guys do over there? Is it like hair care products or what is it?
Oh, we a home health. We do nursing and home health care.
Nursing,
and,
great.
And DOD.
Great.
Mentally
okay,
disorder.
That's awesome. Let me ask you this: How long have you guys been in business?
A little over 10 years.
That's awesome. Do you have any partners, or is it just you, Sinem?
No, just me.
That's perfect. That's really perfect. Look, if we were able to get you capital at the best rate and terms, how much do you think you need?
Oh, no, I don't take any loans. I don't want to get myself in trouble.
You don't need any cash? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I'm a Muslim. I don't do, like, interest, you know?
Well, the best rates that we have right now, they're specially designed for, you know, people like you. You know, they very low, competitive to what you have or better, you know. So that's why I was telling you, I mean, we know that your business is, you know, perhaps you will like to expand or anything like that, and we'd like to, you know, help you out. And my question to you is that if we were able to get you capital at the best rate possible, how much do you think you'll need?
You know, every business always needs money. Like every
right.
Now and then we are struggling to keep payroll. It's something that has always been there. It's a headache. And, you know, with healthcare, you have to wait for insurance to get approved. Blah, blah, blah. So it's always ongoing. But like I said, I'm not interested in taking any loans with interest. Any loans without interest on it, yeah, I can take. But with interest, I can't.
Even if it will be very minimal, I mean, we will help you out as much as we possibly can. But, I mean,
Yeah, the goal is not to have interest at all. If, let's just say, somebody will offer me something like, oh, I can give you $100,000, $200,000, and
well,
then you should pay me back in 6 months. You should pay me back in 3 months. Yeah, I could pay back that in 3 months. But I don't want the interest. I'm not taking... But if you say, oh, but there's going to be an interest in case you don't pay.
Well, the thing is this,
not even.
Look, I understand that, Sanit, but the thing is this, not even the government can give you something for, without interest. I mean, they always charge you something. Now, right now, our rates are slow.
Yeah, I don't mind paying for service provided. You know, like we have American Express card, and there's no interest, but they charge a service fee. So that's different. I don't mind paying service fees, but it doesn't take it's an interest. You see what I'm saying? It could be equally to an interest rate, but it doesn't state clearly that I'm taking an interest. Because if it clearly states service fee, yeah, of course, somebody has to get paid, right?
But the thing is this, if you pay it sooner than the terms, then your rate is going to always get lower. It's called amortization, so that's lower than that. You know, as long as you pay...
Yeah, the key word is that if I agree to take that interest, it's against the rules. It's against the rules.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. It's not the rules. I'm a Muslim, so interest is supposed to be something
giving somebody loan, you're supposed to unburden them with their burden. But to add interest, it says that you are making them struggle even more by adding money onto somebody who's already in need. So I don't make the rules. That's just our religion. I'm not allowed. I wish it's the other way around. No, as a matter of fact, I don't wish, but it's not something that I can challenge God with.
No,
so
I understand.
It's tough, but we are working on it every day.
Well, I'm glad that you do that, Saint Up. You know what? I happened to have a friend who was a Muslim, and basically what he told me was that the way that they understand how that rule applies is that it's within